Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'd like to welcome the members of the Senate and the Senate staff and people's families to the 2012 session of the Iowa Legislature. My goal is a short, productive session. I actually thought that might be an applause line. We should focus on doing all government can do to help Iowans create jobs and grow our economy. Here are my top three priorities. One, help Iowa businesses create jobs by cutting commercial property taxes. Last year, the Senate Democrats and the Senate Republicans put aside partisan bickering when we voted to cut property taxes in half for 4 out of 5 Iowa businesses. It's the only proposal that does not simply shift more of the cost of local schools and local services onto the backs of homeowners and farmers. That's because the Senate's property tax relief effort is paid for. Most importantly, the Senate's property tax focus on the people who need it, Iowa's small and Main Street businesses. That's why it passed the Senate on an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote of 46-4. Now's the time to create jobs in Iowa by cutting commercial property taxes. Governor Branstad and members of the Iowa House, the Democratic and Republican members of the Iowa Senate, are ready to help you get it done. Two, we should help create jobs in Iowa by improving Iowa education. The ultimate goal of education reform isn't higher test scores. It's a more talented and more productive, more competitive workforce. It is the nurturing of more inventive and innovative Iowa entrepreneurs. Democrats and Republicans agree that the ultimate goal of education reform is a stronger state economy. That's why Iowans have always invested in educational opportunity. Talented, skilled workers are the base upon which our economy is built. That's why we must do more to recruit, develop, and support great teachers. That's why we must expand access to math and science education. That's why we must make college education more affordable. The simple truth is that one of the best things the Iowa legislature can do to help create jobs in this state is to increase student achievement. I look forward to working with Governor Branstad, with members of the Iowa House, and with Iowa's parents and educators to keep improving Iowa schools. Three, the Iowa legislature can help create jobs by finishing work on the job creation legislation, which is awaiting action in the Iowa House. The House should join the Senate by also voting for proposals to help 60,000 Iowa businesses grow by providing a state tax credit to defray the cost of employee health insurance, provide low-interest loans to small businesses struggling to recover from the national recession, help Iowans earn industry-approved job training certificates to prepare them for the 21st century jobs, jumpstart Iowa's clean energy industry through consumer rebates for home and businesses, small solar or wind projects. Make sure the benefits of rules and regulations outweigh the costs on employers and workers. These are 5 good ideas that will help create Iowa jobs. Let's move quickly to send them to the governor for his signature. Finally today, I want to take a moment to recognize 2 Linn County legislators, Senator Wally Horn and Senator Liz Mathis. This is Senator Horn's 40th year of service as a member of the Iowa legislature. And this is Senator Mathis's first day on the job. Senator Horn was a high school teacher, coach, and administrator before he became a member and a leader of the Iowa legislature. Senator Horn's experience and deep knowledge as a veteran legislator help him frequently provide wise counsel on a variety of issues. Senator Mathis is an advocate for children and families and a former local journalist, and thanks to her and other Iowans who enter the stormy seas of public life, the legislature is continually refreshed by new insights and new perspectives. Please join me in recognizing Senator Horn for his 40 years of service and in welcoming Senator Mathis to the Iowa Senate. Thank you, Mr. President.